You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning, Judith Roden. She is the president of Sonora Cat Rescue. Good morning, Judith.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Absolutely. It's been a while since I've seen you. Tell us, what is Sonora Cat Rescue?
Sonora Cat Rescue is a local nonprofit that we adopt out about 500 cats and kittens every year, and we spay and neuter 2,000 to 3,000 each year.
Now, that is a lot of cats that you said that you spay and neuter, 2,000 to 3,000 cats per year?
Yes. I take them to a nonprofit clinic in Auburn. In fact, in the last 2.5 years, I have driven 38,000 miles and fixed 6,644 cats, and then brought them back to Tuolumne County. And mostly these are cats from families that really have a hard time being able to afford to get their cats fixed. And that's where the overpopulation problem happens, when people can't afford to get their cats fixed.
And all 6,600 of these cats were from Tuolumne County?
All of them were from Tuolumne County, yes.
So is Sonora Cat Rescue, does it have a physical location?
Well, we're at 14653 Mono Way. But that I only use for the transport and picking up. I take between 60 and 80 cats most every week to be spayed and neutered. And I need a place to do all that, to have people to bring the cats to. So that's pretty much what I do at the Mono Village Center site.
How is Sonora Cat Rescue funded?
Well, we have a fashion show coming up.
Through fundraisers.
Through fundraising and donations and people that really believe in our cause. Because these animals suffer horribly whenever they're just abandoned. If people can't afford to get them fixed, oftentimes they'll just dump them somewhere.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit about the spring fashion show that is coming up tomorrow.
Yes, it's our annual fashion show, and it's always just so much fun. And in addition to the gorgeous fashions from the banyan tree here in Sonora, we've added some handsome young men to model Western wear for us. This is backed by popular demand. Our last fashion show, we had a lineup of about 6 guys, and there was a little bit of hooting and hollering going on. And after the show, I'm sure the women purchased boots and jeans for their own men. But we all have a great time at this fashion show. We have one of our main attractions of the fashion show is the settings for the tables. Mary Bell, our resident artist, makes the most beautiful themed centerpieces, and she uses antique teacups, and everything is color-coded, and the centerpieces are just, everyone is unique and more beautiful than the last. We always get plenty of oohs and ahs when folks walk in and see these tables. And I also would like to thank all the businesses that have been so generous in donating items for our silent and live auction. We have so much for sale that will benefit the health needs of our foster kitties and also spay and neuter.
And this is a luncheon as well.
It's a luncheon as well. We're going to have tri-tip and salad and vegetables, of course, with all the fixings. Or we also have a vegetarian option of a yummy quiche. And, of course, Cat Rescue is very famous for our homemade desserts, and we'll have plates and plates of those available.
This is only a 2-hour event, and it takes place tomorrow at the Church of 49ers. In Columbia, do people need to order their tickets today?
No, they can actually just give me a call at 288-9185, and I can have tickets held for them at the door. Or they can always go to my website, sonoracatrescue.net, and you can send me a message there under Contact Us.
Kitten season is upon us. Now that we are entering spring, you wouldn't know it by this morning's weather, but I'm sure that you're looking for new homes and new families.
Yes, we're always looking for more foster homes. Right now would be the time to sign up. Again, you can call me at 288-9185. You just need a spare room or someplace that we can place a kennel where you can foster the kittens until they're 8 weeks old, which at which time I take them to be fixed and get their shots and tested, and then we take them and get them adopted out into permanent homes.
Judith Roden, she is the president of Sonora Cat Rescue. Judith, always good to see you.
It's nice to see you, Mark. Thank you again.